Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. And in our next segment, we're going to focus our attention on some NBA news and notes, the 2015 NBA playoffs, an outlook on some of the series. But first, let's take time to welcome back to YSR NBA writer, author, blogger, and CNN World Sports contributor, the great Motez Bashara. Hello, good evening, Motez.
Thank you so much. What a flattering introduction.
Oh, well, you deserve it. So we've got a number of series that we're anxious to get your thoughts on. But the big, big news, the Pelicans fire coach Monty Williams on Tuesday after five seasons. They part ways after the Pelicans. This is so puzzling and disturbing, really. 45 games they won this year. They advanced to the first round of the playoffs in a very tough Western Conference. What was your reaction? I mean, how surprised were you with this decision?
Not surprised. Really, because I think there are only a very few handful of coaches in the NBA that are not on the hot seat at any given time. I'd say maybe five, and the other 25 are always, you know, a little bit nervous, shall we say. And here's the ironic thing about Monty Williams. Just as the Pelicans started getting good again after the departure of Chris Paul, they decided maybe they needed to upgrade. And what I've heard is that John Calipari is on their radar. So they had a whiff of an idea that maybe they could get Coach C from Kentucky. And, you know, it took having that seat free in order to maybe garner some interest from him. So just even on the slightest chance that they might be able to get him, they were willing to sacrifice that seat and Monty Williams' place as coach.
Well, and certainly that could be the motivation for the firing, but I have to just tell you, I mean, personally, I was so stunned and disappointed in the news. I mean, I really thought Monty Williams had just done a terrific job. I mean, each and every year, I mean, they were trending upward. They were moving in the right direction. 27 over the past 3 years, 27 wins, 34 and 45. To me, he seemed like he was maximizing the potential on the roster.
I agree, but sometimes they think that this, you know, coach just doesn't have playoff experience, or he doesn't have that marquee name that's going to attract free agents. And they think, okay, well, this guy's good. We've maxed out what he can do for us now. But in order to get to the next level, we need a big name guy, you know, a guy like a Calipari, or like Billy Donovan going to Oklahoma City. I'm just trying to get in the headspace of what management thinks in these cases. We don't know the behind-the-scenes, goings-on in New Orleans. Maybe he didn't get along with management. Ownership is also, things are going on with the ownership there in New Orleans. Tom Benson is a little old. There's a lot of, there's some financial shenanigans going in the background between people and his family. So we don't know all the ins and outs of what's happened in New Orleans, but you know, my guess is that they're trying to get Calipari, and they thought the best way to do that is to free up the seat.
You know, Motez, you said that you weren't surprised by the decision. It certainly speaks to the volatility within the NBA, but do you think it was a mistake?
Is this a mistake? I guess we'll find out next year. It could be a mistake because when a new coach comes in, he doesn't know his personnel as well as the guy who was there for a few years. Normally, there is an adjustment period of a season to get to know what you've got. I mean, obviously, Steve Kerr was the opposite of that. He totally bucked that trend. And that, you know, a lot of people thought it was a huge mistake that they got rid of Mark Jackson in Golden State. It turned out to be, you know, their best season ever. So I guess only time will tell, really.
So who is your choice? Who would be your selection as we move ahead to be that new head coach for the Pelicans?
Hey, it's tough, you know. I mean, they've got Anthony Davis, and that's why they're thinking about Coach C, because obviously he mentored him in that 1 year at Kentucky and turned him into a stud. And I would be really fascinated to see Calipari come back to the NBA, because I think 50% at least of his success in college is all due to recruiting. Obviously, in the NBA, there's no such thing as recruiting. It's all about free agency and how you work the system under the salary cap. That is something Calipari has no experience in, nor will he really be involved in that. So I just from a fan's point of view, I would love to see them give it a go. I don't really have any other super strong candidates that come in, but everyone seems to either be going for players that just retired, a la Jason Kidd, or guys coming out of the college ranks. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes.
You are listening to the voice of Matez Bashara this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, NBA writer, author, and CNN World Sports contributor. We talk about John Calipari potentially being a candidate. What about Tom Thibodeau?
How interesting. Now, he's still alive in the playoffs. So, you know, that's interesting that you think that he could be on the hot seat. I know when I came on your show last time, I did mention that I think he would be gone after the season.
Right.
You know what? I think it all depends on whether they get out of this playoff series. If they beat the Cavs, there's no way they can fire Coach Tibbs. I think he will have exceeded everyone's expectations. However, and it's amazing. They were a sliver of a hair away from going up 3-1 in the series, if not for a few things that went on at the very end of the game, not to mention LeBron's game-winning shot at the very last second. But they really could have almost closed out the series, and here they are now struggling, and it looks like they're actually not going to get through against Cleveland. If they don't, I agree. I think Tibbs is on the firing line. He's been there a number of years. I think his style is exhausting for his players, not just physically, but also emotionally, the way he rides their back all the time. Whether that will work in a team that's kind of bubbling like New Orleans, it's really tough to say. He will have probably the best defender in the league or one of the top two or three in Anthony Davis, and he's a defensive coach. So, you know, why not? I mean, if he's a candidate, he will be one of the strongest people out there, sure.
Well, one of the things I have to agree with you is I think that Anthony Davis, I mean, he could have a very big influence on who the next coach is. I mean, they don't want to run the risk of alienating their marquee player.
Oh, no, God, no. He's a future MVP. You can put that
down.
Amen,
yes.
Mm-hmm. They already lost one marquee guy in Chris Paul. I used to live in New Orleans, and New Orleans is a city that really, it's a small town, and it really embraces star athletes. Obviously, Archie Manning years and years ago, Drew Brees
yes.
now, Chris Paul recently, and Anthony Davis is the next guy. And, you know, it's heartbreaking for that city to lose marquee names. So, you're right. They have to keep him, and they will do whatever it takes to keep him, I'm sure. I'm sure they'll probably run a few names by him.
Hey, Matez Bashara with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Matez Bashara is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And I just have to say, as we move forward in our interview, I mean, Monte Williams, I mean, what a class act. I don't know if you watched kind of that exit interview and just how he responded. I mean, he's obviously a man of great faith, and I'm very confident that he will land on his feet on someone's staff or leading an organization.
Yeah, the good news for Williams is that it's a small coaching fraternity, and he's young, so he will absolutely get another shot. He might have to take an assistant coaching job for a few years, but, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Yes, coaching positions don't last very long. However, they open up all the time, so he will have more interviews, and, you know, he'll have to prove himself again, but, you know, I'm sure he'll land on his feet.
Okay, it is Friday night, and one of the games we're obviously keeping our close watch on is the Warriors and the Grizzlies. How do you see this game playing out?
Boy, I'll tell you what, before Tony Allen got injured in the last game, I thought Memphis was going through. I would have put money on it. But he's hurt. They will go back home. I think if he can give them 75%, I think they'll get through and go to a game 7 in Golden State. And then it'll be a tough call, but I do see Golden State prevailing just because it's so hard to win a game 7 on the road, especially in a place like Golden State. I really, really like Memphis's chances. They buckle down on perimeter defense, and I think in the West they are the best matchup against Golden State. However, that injury was very costly to them. Obviously, Mike Conley is probably not 100% either. So I do see Golden State advancing in 7 games.
Well, I certainly agree with you, but just the value, as you're talking about with Memphis, the defensive value of Tony Allen, I mean, he is a tremendous asset, and just that defensive presence that he provides.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they always talk about Mike Conley being underrated. I mean, he's so underrated that he's not underrated at all anymore. But Tony Allen is the one that nobody ever really talks about.
Right.
And when you go to a game and you watch a guy play, you know, he's all over the other guy's star player and usually mitigates their effectiveness. So we can see without him in the game, they were really missing something.
You've been listening to Motez Bashara tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, author, NBA writer, and of course with CNN, he is a world sports contributor. Got to also give a shout out for the book that he released about a year and a half ago. It is titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Always an open invitation, and you need to pack your bags and come on down to Houston. We would love to have you in studio. Open invitation. Thank you, Motez.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.